Hello, my name is Kirsty Styles from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Jane Martino, who is CEO and co-founder of Shout for Good. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Kirsty.
Hello. So you've joined us from sunny Australia. It's early here and it's late there. So thank you very much for taking the time out to speak to us. So Shout for Good sounds like a nice idea. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing?
Yeah, sure. Well, Shout for Good's a mobile application that really centers around creating a new way for the young people, particularly in the, I guess, target audience of 18 to 40, to give on the run. And it associates the act of giving with everyday activities such as buying your friends a coffee or a beer at the local pub. And we hope that, it also demonstrates that even through the act of regular, or more regular micro donations, that a lot can happen from a little. So it gives not-for-profits another revenue stream, basically on top of all the great activity that they're already doing, that taps into a few key trends.
Do you want to tell us how the system works? Is it SMS or something a bit more complicated?
It's certainly not complicated. We basically came up with the idea looking at a few sort of key trends that were happening. One was a big increase in mobile transactions in general, and that increase in mobile transactions is also being mirrored across not-for-profit donations. Obviously, the increase in so use of social media and virality, and also the fact that a lot of amazing not-for-profits and causes are finding it increasingly hard to find ways to tap into that sort of younger generation of giver and find something that really resonates with them. So the way the app works is that we work with different causes and organisations to load themselves and their profile onto the application and mobile website. And each one is given a very unique opportunity to create icons. And each of those icons and menu items have a value attached to those, each and every one. And that value can be, as little as $3 or $4 for, a coffee or $8 for a glass of wine. And the value of that item goes directly back to that charity. Or in addition to that, it doesn't have to be an everyday item. It can be items that relate to particular campaigns or initiatives that those not-for-profits and causes are running, or things that they do every day of the week and every day of the year to help other people.
So how does it work with the businesses? Do you get in touch with them? Do you have to get them on side?
Yeah, so I guess we've started here with relationships that we already have. A lot of my co-founders have relationships with organisations and not-for-profits, including myself. But over time, we've only been in market 8 weeks, but we launched with 20, and we've now got over 60 already on board. And the majority of those that have come on board subsequent to our launch have been organisations contacting us. Here in Australia, we launched with a very high-rating TV program called The Block on one of our major TV networks here, and ran a campaign for the National Breast Cancer Foundation where, we asked viewers to shout a pink ribbon for the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And that was a hugely successful campaign that raised a lot of funds and a huge amount of awareness very quickly. So it meant that we've had, a lot of inquiry and a really good sort of base platform to work from. And we're also building, I guess, other products as well that we'll launch over the next few months to complement the base model of, just those individual donations, and we'll continue to grow the community of donors or shouters, as we like to call them.
How many people do you think you're reaching that you wouldn't have reached before? Do the charities have any idea around the types of numbers of people that you'll be reaching?
It's probably early days to say that. We've had 60,000 downloads in 8 weeks, which we're, extremely happy with. We hit number one on the App Store in our first fortnight of launch. And we're tracking increasingly well. A really large proportion of those who have donated have done so more than once. So that's really what us and the charities are, I guess, looking for. It's that regular, that regular urge for people to, and reminder for people to give. and demonstrate that you don't have to give a whole lot in terms of a dollar amount. It's actually the regularity with which you contribute to that. To that overall sort of amount that you might give annually.
So you used to work in the agency world for quite a number of years. Do you think that having that kind of commercial background can really help a project that's trying to do social good?
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, it's really been really helpful, and particularly working with not-for-profits where often that is an area, you know, in terms of comms and brand that, you know, they don't necessarily have the resources for. So something that we really are passionate about is not just being an aggregator for funds. So we definitely don't see ourselves just as a fundraising platform, but also offering, you know, real innovation around campaigns and the creative that we come up with in conjunction with the not-for-profit. So we really do a lot of that heavy lifting, and that's been really appealing, and then pull in, you know, media partners as well, and make the campaigns, you know, a lot bigger than they potentially might have been if it just relied on the firepower of, you know, a couple of people with lots of other responsibilities, you know, to make things work. And that's just the nature of not-for-profit, you know, having one of my own. I understand it's all about using your resources wisely. So I guess as well as the platform itself, that's another value add that we try and create.
Do you think mobile has the potential to make these kind of things, these kind of campaigns, reaching a lot of people a lot more quickly? Do you think it makes it cheaper, or do you think we're still at a kind of stage where you've got to invest?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, nothing in this world works without, you know, a heavy push from everyone involved, and it's really important that, you know, Shout is by no means a silver bullet. There's a lot of hard work and energy from both parties that still needs to go into making campaigns work. But certainly the ability for social media interaction and use of the charity's, you know, celebrity ambassadors and their following to really push donations, you know, that really makes a powerful combination and adds a lot of more value to, you know, what used to be quite a traditional way to fundraise. So I think, yeah, there's definitely a combination of things that makes it tick
along.
And
you call it Shout for Good because in Australia people shout each other a coffee or a round of drinks. Do you think that this idea would transfer well over to other parts of the world?
Well, we're hoping so. We've already got a number of not-for-profits on board that, you know, have international reach, and we will be running campaigns that go beyond Australia actually in the next couple of months. So, yeah, we definitely think it will translate, and we see it as our responsibility to, you know, create a brand and a new form of behaviour around the act of shouting, and that really that's just another way to give. So we certainly don't think you need to understand the colloquial meaning of, you know, shouting a mate a beer at the pub to understand that Shout is, you know, a fundraising platform. And we, you know, all the things that, and the executions that we're putting around Shout, you know, we hope that it makes it pretty clear as well for the users. But very keen to collaborate in the same way we have here, you know, with media partners and other organisations, because we will be going beyond, you know, and looking at community groups, sporting clubs and that type of thing as well to be able to jump on the app and utilise it as well.
And Australia's a pretty forward-looking market. You know, we look over there for things like mobile payments. Do you think that you guys are ahead of the curve in this kind of thing?
Not necessarily, no. I think there's great things happening all over the world. I think it's, you know, and we all learn so much from each other, which is why, you know, organisations such as the one you guys are working with, it's just so great to read about and hear about what other people are doing and potentially even partner up and learn, because I guess in one area we might be innovating, there's other areas that we're not. So, I think Australians love entrepreneurs, particularly social entrepreneurialism is really, you know, a growing area here in Melbourne and Sydney in particular. So it's, definitely something that, you know, putting technology together with social change is certainly something that we'd like to think that we're showing leadership in, but certainly I think we're also learning lots from the OS markets as well.
And finally, I actually just wanted to ask you, you're a CEO and co-founder of Shout, and you're also a woman working in the digital industry. Have you found it an easy road to get to where you are? And would you have any advice for young women who want to get into this kind of work?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I love talking about this. I mean, I think, you know, I'm fairly new to the digital world compared to a lot of my colleagues and, you know, people that I've met along this journey. Certainly Smiling Mind, which is the other tech-based product and not-for-profit that I've created. What I would say from both that experience and Shout, as well as the work I've done in agency, is that really great ideas are, you know, hard to come by, but once you have them, it's really hard work that makes things happen. So if you have great ideas and put a great team around you, whether you're, you know, a young female or male, it doesn't really matter. I really think it's about putting in the hours and believing in what you're doing and bringing people along for the journey. So, and just having a go, you know, and working really hard and having a go and believing in your idea. They're the things that have been really key to, I think, my success to date.
Okay, well, that's a nice note to end on there, Jane. So thank you very much for taking the time out to speak to us today.
Oh, thanks, Christy, for having me. Really appreciate it.
No problem. And obviously, best of luck with everything. We'll look forward to seeing some more of Shout for Good, potentially over in the UK at some point soon. So thank you very much, Jane.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye-bye.